Hi, hello, how are you, sunshine? Welcome to the Waves of Joy podcast. My name is Shauna Diddle. I am a small town girl from upstate New York. I'm a diagnostic medical sonographer, a certified personal trainer, digestive health specialist, six-figure entrepreneur, future functional medicine doctor, and conscious joy spreader. I am obsessed with helping you navigate the undercurrents of life. The time we spend together will teach you how to live simply, leave the mundane, travel the world, demystify happiness, and radiate joy. So get ready to massively uplevel your life starting today. This is the moment in which you're either enjoying or not enjoying your life. What you're thinking is creating the way you feel in your body right now. And it's also creating your experiences of tomorrow. If you're stressing out over every little thing and making mountains out of molehills, you'll never find inner peace. Louise Hay. How are you doing? Truly, think about that. Often when people say, how are you? We say, good. Okay, get in there. But how are you really? Just about 2 weeks ago, I got results back. And these were results I was really excited about. I wanted to know how old I was, like on a cellular level. And Cam and I had this bet that I was way younger than him. And these assumptions that I was way younger than him came from just how I act and how I feel and how I live my life. I truly believe I am in the 1% of the population that has done so much work that every day is like the best day to be alive. I've also been blessed with experiences that have led me very close to death. So there are no bad days. But I have to tell you, I would be lying if I didn't say I was truly bummed when I got these results back. And so I started this episode by saying, you create your life, right? You decide how you're enjoying it, how you're going to live it. And every piece of information that you get, every diagnosis, every piece of news, anything that you get, it's your choice what you do with it. And I consider it all just pieces of the puzzle. When I got results back for my health a couple of years ago and recently and all these things, and if you've been following me for a while, you know that God has gifted me a lot of beautiful things. And I remain positive about them because they're all working for me and they're the reason that I'm here. So when I deep dove into my biological age versus my chronological age, I'm 33 years old. And not too long ago, I did an episode like, what's your true age and how old do you feel? Because how you age determines a lot about how long you're going to be here, your lifestyle habits, a lot of things about you. Excuse me. And so just as age and time have become like woven into our society's fabric, like it's just this magical number that society defines us by. Did you ever notice like even like wedding announcements, funerals, anything like that, the first thing we want to tell people is people's age. Why are we so hung up on age? I don't know. It doesn't tell us much about a person, who they are, the life they've lived. In my 33 years, I have lived more life than a lot of people at age 80. And I plan to live a lot more. So for this episode, I just want you to throw aside your narrow, imprecise measure of your identity, of time, of whatever it is that you feel like the world is telling you. Someplace you should be that you're just not yet, and that's totally fine. Totally fine. It doesn't define who you are. Okay? So the age test that I decided to do after a lot of research was the Novos Age Epigenetic Age Report. And it, like I said, I looked up a handful. You can Google them. It had the best reviews. It had the most accurate results and the most studies. I like when I do something like this, I really like the scientifically backed studies because you can have a sample size of like 5 people and they can call it a great study. But if you have a sample size of a couple 100,000 people, that's totally different, right? And so there's a couple results that you get when you do this test. One is the primary result, and that's the rate of aging clock. And it's called the Dunedin pace, D-U-N-E-D-I-N. I don't even know how to say that word. And it's how fast you're aging. And it's the primary emphasis of the whole report. On top of that, you also get your biological age clock. So how old are you biologically? And your telomere length. And I'm sure you've heard about telomere length, but it's how long your chromosomes are, the telomeres on your chromosomes. And the longer they are, the better. Okay. So I'm like all pumped up. I get this email. I'm at school and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to call Cam and tell him that I'm so much younger than him. Let's start with the first clock that came. And they said this is the primary result of the test. Now, backtrack here. To do this test, all I did was send in a blood sample. And I say that nonchalantly when I had a very bruised middle finger. Excuse me. Because I had to give so much blood. Like I had to work the blood out of my finger for the sample. And I did this months ago and I sent in my blood on the sample card, not the card with my like ID number on it. It was ridiculous. I don't know what I was thinking, but this took a lot longer than expected to get back. And I'm over here like, maybe I just shouldn't have done it. That was my sign. So the rate of aging clock goes from 0.6 to 1.4. Okay. It's the metric that they tell you to pay close attention to because it changes over time due to the changes in your lifestyle. So it's an algorithm. And it's what makes this the most relevant epigenetic clock for gaining a better understanding of your biological aging process. Okay, it's sensitive to the totality of your lifestyle, which I think is so beautiful, which is why I love epigenetics, because what your parents did, what your grandparents did, doesn't decide how long you live and what you do with your life. You have control of that. And so on this rate of aging clock from 0.6 to 1.4, mine is 1.01, which if I'm looking at like a half moon circle, just imagine like a half moon right now, and 0.6 is on one end and 1.4 is on the other, I'm almost halfway. Okay, halfway between 0.6 and 1.4, I'm 1.01, literally. And by the 0.6, there's a turtle, and by the 1.4, there's a running rabbit, and that makes me sad. The second test result was the biological age clock. And this was your biological age in years versus your chronological age. Now, like I said, I took this at 33 years old. I took this test at 33 years old. And I plan to do it annually, if not, you know, every 2 years, because I want to see, like, it's a metric, right? I want to see what's changing. And a lot of me has changed over the past couple of years. I've been really sick. I went from competitive bodybuilding, which people think is healthy, the most unhealthy thing you could ever do for your body. Chicken and rice is just, it's not all the, there's no nutrients. That's not just what you need to live your life, and 4% body fat. And so I have to remember, like, I accelerated my aging a lot by doing that. And in a brief moment, I regretted it. I've had a lot of brief moments of regret and being mad at myself for doing something so extreme. But I quickly snapped back out of it and think about how much it taught me and the reason I'm going to become a doctor. I would have never became a doctor. Are you kidding me? All my friends when I was in ultrasound school were becoming doctors, and I was like, you guys are crazy. Y'all just study all the freaking time. You look awful. Like, do you even sleep? What are you eating? I was like, and I was making money being a waitress, and I was going to ultrasound school, and I had a boyfriend. I had this work-life balance that was incredible. And here I am, because God gifted me a lot of illness between then and now after competing. So my biological age is 44 years old. Now, maybe I've already had my midlife crisis. Maybe I've lived a lot of life up until 33 years old, because at a cellular level, I'm 44. I've always been told I look 23, and I guess I am 33, and I act 44, apparently. But what that means is just for me, that's just the way I carry myself, right? I do take really good care of myself. I believe water is the key to my skin and my body looking and feeling amazing. And thankfully, from bodybuilding, I drink a gallon of water a day. Like, I still do that. And so if you're going to change one thing today, just drink some more water. I take really good care of my gut health, because I was so insecure about my skin for so long, my acne, and oh, it was just awful. I felt like a child when I'd have these breakouts, and it was my gut health that was so off. But even more so, you guys, I want you to check in with your mental health, because your body is a direct reflection of what's going on at a cellular level. And so for me, my mental health has never been better. Do I have high stress? Yeah. Am I managing it well? I think so. I'm going to keep doing better, you know? But this number threw me off, and I was like, really? 10 years older than I am? So Putting it another way, your biological age is how old your body is biologically. So the clock looks at all the damage, other changes that cells have accumulated in their epigenome. And all biological clocks have larger error margins than the rate of aging clock. So back to the rate of aging clock, between 0.6 and 1.4, I was 1.01. So almost like halfway, which I wish was a little slower, but you know, but this is like 10 years older. And it even went so far to say that it can be off by a couple of years. So I'm hoping it's a couple of years going, you know, the downward direction, but that's okay. That's totally fine. Just here talking to you guys. Remember, you're my therapy. So they're less sensitive, these biological clocks, to changes than the rate of aging clock, which makes sense because making substantial changes to your longevity lifestyle can impact your pace of aging at any given moment, right? It's not fixed. And that's something I wanted to talk about is things in your life are not fixed. They're only fixed if you choose to keep them in the place that they are right now, because the only constant in life is change. So if that's true, then who you are becoming is not somebody you've been yet. And so if your pace of aging at any given point in time is much more rapid, then it's worth looking at your choices that you're making, right? I think often we throw in the towel. Well, this is it. I'm 44. I'm pretty much 50. Might as well get me some black balloons and throw me a party. I called my dad up and I was like, Dad, you always, every single birthday, my dad would say, Shauna, you're catching up to me. Shauna, you're catching up to me. Dude, he wasn't even kidding. I didn't even want to tell him these results. Damn. So really what this tells me, ultimately, after I sat with this, I was like, okay, so I need to look at this from the big picture point of view, right? And so I don't love the way it shows that I'm 10 years older based on the damage that I've done to my body, which is interesting because I was never like I partied in college, but never a big drinker, never a big smoker, never morbidly obese, none of that stuff, right? But it just goes to show that we look at society, we look at people, we look at social media, and we think we know, and I'm here to tell you, you don't know anything. You don't know anything. It is literally a highlight reel. So the beautiful part about the rate of aging clock is it can be reversed. You can go backwards based on lifestyle changes, which is why I said that I want to do this test every year, because these past couple years I've been sick as a result of 7 years of bodybuilding. And by sick, it's everything you can think of, between gut health and mercury poisoning and lead poisoning and SIBO, just everything. So just giving myself some grace. Like, this is just a small piece of the puzzle. So it goes to tell me that my intrinsic age, which is my biological age, is 43.67. And my chronological age is 33.62. So same, but again, you're more than your DNA, okay? While other tests only sequence parts of your DNA, this biological test looks at how much your DNA gets modified epigenetically through aging and lifestyle. So this article that they sent me was a 55-page report. They were encouraging. They were like, if your biological age is higher than your chronological age, don't worry. We're here to help you. There are plenty of things you can do. Here's the funny thing, you guys. I looked at what they told me I could do, which I'm going to talk about. I'm doing all of them. I'm doing everything. There was actually like 3 different like supplements that I was like, I could add these into my diet because I don't get enough of them. But the goal is to be health-focused, not sick-focused. Society has shown us that when we're sick, we go to the doctors, we get medicine. But what's the cause of your dis-ease within your body? What is it? Truly sit with it. Where's your energy stuck? Where's your mind at? Okay. The third measurement was my biological age ratio. And that is taking my biological age of 43.67 over my chronological age of 33.62, giving me a biological age ratio of 1.30. which shows accelerated aging. I'm telling you, I didn't want to get on here and record this. So this means I've been aging 30% faster per year, biologically versus chronologically. That's a lot. So then they go on to tell me that if I lived 20 more years at this rate, my biological age would be 64 when I'm 53. Wait a minute, 64, that's almost 65. I should be getting senior citizen discounts real soon. See, perspective is everything. So these were the three metrics that they sent me. And again, I was like very confused. With the biological age ratio, they also talked about your telomere length report, which I guess is the technical third test. But the telomeres are protective caps on the end of your chromosomes. And these protect your DNA. They keep your genome stable. They're very important. So as your cell ages and divides, remember the division of cells, and too much division can lead to things like cancer. These protective caps become shorter. The more you slow the rate of your telomere length shortening, or even lengthen them, which you can lengthen them, which I thought was crazy cool, the more you can slow other mechanisms of aging from progressing, like at a cellular level. So keep in mind that there's been a lot of research, and scientists actually decided that telomere length is not a strong indicator of your biological age. And so looking at this graph here in front of me, there's a telomere length, and think of it like a tube in front of me, just like a test tube. To the left is the number 5, and to the right is the number 8. And my telomere length is 6.9, which it's not like super long. It's not super short. I think it's okay. It says my percentile is in the 8th percentile for my age. That looks pretty high on that chart. I don't know. To be honest with you, I just knew I had some work to do. I knew that this could get better, and I wasn't going to beat myself up over it. So if you're thinking about getting something like this done, the cost was about $300, I believe. Oh, we bought two kits. So I think it's $350. And then if there's two people that want to do it, it was $300 or whatever. And really what this shows you, your rate of aging is, you know, it's important because people die faster with increased aging, right? So within 7 years from testing, those with a faster rate of aging are at a 56% increased risk of death. You're at a much higher risk for diseases, different diseases, chronic diseases, cardiovascular, type 2 diabetes, kidney disease, cancer, hypertension, all these things, right? And so the goal is to slow your rate of aging. And the purpose of this episode is to give you power, because you can. And I know there's a lot of you out there shrugging your shoulders like, I don't want to know. I don't even want to know, Shauna. If you are 10 years older than I am, 40 years older, don't even tell me anything more. And that's okay too. You know, sometimes ignorance is truly bliss. But if you're going to choose that route, I want you to think about the choices you're making every single day. Are you getting sleep? What kind of lifestyle interventions can you make to make sure you're here for a very long time? And I'll tell you some of the things that they recommended for me to lower your epigenetic rate of aging, if you don't have this money to spend or you don't have a desire to do that, is food, quality food, organic, no pesticides, not fast food, exercise, sleep, longevity supplements or health supplements, right? Things that personally I'm already taking. So a couple of things that I added into my diet after reading a little bit more about it was a calcium alpha ketoglutarate. And again, this is not medical information. I'm not suggesting you do this. I'm just telling you a couple things that I added to my diet. Levels of alpha ketoglutarate tend to decline as we age, right? But taking it slows down aging and can extend lifespan in multiple areas. So that's something that I added in. I already take vitamin C, but I'm taking a higher dose of vitamin C. It works synergistically with alpha ketoglutarate and other minerals and vitamins in your body. It's a very, very, very important vitamin. And because it's a water-soluble vitamin, it leaves your body very quickly. And so you probably need more than you think you do. The other thing I really like to do is go get IVs. NAD and IVs is like my favorite thing to get. So that's just something, if you have access to going to get a health IV, you don't need to just go get the hangover IV, get the health IV. It's a really good idea too. And then the last thing is B vitamins. So B vitamins are involved in so many processes in your body. And I'm sure you've heard of like folic acid if you've been pregnant, right? It helps with, you know, so the baby doesn't develop any neural tube defects. You may have heard of vitamin B complexes, which is like all your B vitamins, right? And so that's a great target because again, they're water soluble, so they leave your body quickly. So you need more of them than you think you do. Okay. And the other thing is, you guys, vitamin D. Now, I love the sunshine. Make sure you wear your sunscreen. but you can also take a vitamin D supplement. A lot of the times, I know a lot of my listeners are in upstate New York. Shout out. Not a lot of vitamin D up there, just going to say. Or Alaska or wherever it is. You know, maybe just work inside all day and you just don't get a lot of sunshine. Just try to get out. Let the sun hit your eyes, but wear your sunscreen. If there's anything that I pride myself in the past couple years of being in my 30s, you guys, I'm lathered in sunscreen. Okay, I did a lot of damage in my 20s. As far as food, healthy fruits, vegetables, shellfish, shrimp, oysters, vegetables, you know, the green leafy vegetables. You guys have heard it all. I know you have because I've talked about it. Herbs are phenomenal. Parsley, turmeric, anti-inflammatory. Remember, turmeric is activated when you use it with black pepper. So make sure when you cook with turmeric, you add some black pepper. Mushrooms, healthy fats, omega-3s, right? And then they tell you some things not to do. They say, don't drink dairy milk. It can accelerate aging. Well, if you're in upstate New York and you can put your mouth on the nipple of a cow, excuse me, maybe you wouldn't want to do that, but you know what I mean? Everything in moderation. Don't drink a lot of alcohol. Drink a lot of water though. Be careful of your coffee intake. Soda, you guys. Oh my God, please don't drink soda. I'm going to cry if you drink soda. My dad used to drink Pepsi every single day. And I know so much about soda. I'm just like, it's literally, I would rather you go to your kitchen cupboard right now and get out your sugar, your granulated sugar that you bake with, and put some of that in your mouth than drink a soda. Yes, I said that. And sleep. I talked about sleep. Okay, sleep is my best friend. I got 9 hours last night. This is amazing. The one thing that we're all deficient in, all of us, is magnesium. It's a mighty mineral. It naturally occurs in our bodies and it calms the mind, reduces stress, helps us fall asleep. I order mine from Wildcraft. If you type in Wildcraft, it's in Charleston, South Carolina. It's a boutique shop. I love them. It's a magnesium rub. I put a pea-sized dot on my feet every single night. Now, Cam recently started doing it and he was like, it's tingling. And I said, it's because you're deficient. It's crazy. Now, that's not the only place you can get magnesium, but I highly recommend a rub directly going onto your skin at night. It's beautiful. The other thing you can add into your nighttime routine is like a valerian tea. So it contains substances that increase the level of GABA in the brain. And GABA is an inhibitor, which means it has a calming effect. Okay. Chamomile tea. I'm sure you've heard of chamomile tea. Just keep your lights down low. Stay off your phone. Have a quality routine for sleep. Okay. These are not new lifestyle changes. And so with all that being said, be grateful. Be grateful for where you are, for your body that's moving, for the health in your mind, the health in your ovaries, the health in your legs, your toes that can wiggle beneath your body. It's a beautiful thing to just be here, right? There's a lot of things that we do that, you know, unconsciously do accelerate our aging. Like, even as much as brushing and flossing your teeth twice a day, you guys, bad bacteria in your mouth releases pro-inflammatory and other substances into the bloodstream that accelerate your aging. Can you believe that? Carry some floss with you. Okay? Be social. Challenge your mind. Have a gratitude journal. You should always be grateful. And the more grateful you are, the longer you're going to be here. I don't give two shits what this test said. I'm gonna be a blue zone person. If you haven't seen that on Netflix, I'm gonna be here well over 100 years old, making changes in this world and impacting other people because I believe that's what I'm here for. And I believe you're here for a specific reason too, your own unique reason. So be extra grateful for today. Love your body, love your mind, and remember, you're the power in your world. You create the peaceful, loving, joyful, fulfilling life. And as Louise Hay said, know that you are the perfect age. Each year is special and precious, for you shall only live it once. Be comfortable with growing older. I love you all so, so, so much. Hey, maybe you'll take me more serious. I'm a little bit more wise than I thought I was. 44, baby. Drink your water, eat your veggies, smile.